This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and a very good friend of this program. He joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Coy. Good afternoon. How y'all doing over there today?
We're doing good. It's starting to clear up a little bit, finally. The rain's moving on out, although I will tell you, I got some new grass seed down, so I've been enjoying the rain.
Well, you are, you're making me feel bad. You've gotten it down a whole lot earlier than I'm going to be able to get it down.
I am totally domesticated, put it that way. Hey, I wanted to just touch base with you about some things that are going on in your office and get your take on some things. But before we do, can you update us on September and how things are going with your new health regimen?
Well, it's going good. You know, we kicked this program off September 1. It's designed to encourage folks to be more physically active and lose weight during the month of September, and I agreed to kind of lead the charge by walking 2 miles a day, at least 3 days a week, trying to eat a healthier and more balanced diet. And I guess today we're 14 days into the program, and I'm down 10 pounds, so that's a good start.
Hey, my goodness, that's really something. Wow.
Well, if I can keep it up at that pace by the end of the year, I'll weigh 67 pounds. I think that's a great thing.
I want to tell you, when we first talked about this a few weeks ago, I remember thinking, hey, that's great for you, and you know, I hope you accomplish that goal and a lot of the people out there. And then I realized, you know, I could take advantage of that. Why not me? I mean, why shouldn't I be one of those people that makes a commitment in this month to just change a few habits? So I've started doing the apples and bananas for breakfast and make sure you get a couple of big glasses of water first thing in the morning and cut out the bowls of cereal after 9 o'clock at night in front of the TV. And I will tell you, it does make a difference almost immediately.
You sound like you have my eating patterns. That's the 9 o'clock at night is the time that kills me. But the thing I like about September, and by the way, if folks want to learn more about it, they can visit my website at billbowling.com. And there's a big link on there that says September. They can access that and it'll have a little message for me and then it'll take you to the website of America on the Move, which is the organization we've partnered with on this program. But the thing I like about it is it talks about small steps. You know, by walking 2,000 extra steps a day, that's about a mile. By eating 200 fewer calories a day, that's not a lot. Over time, you can lose weight. So my goal is to lose 2 pounds a week between now and the end of the year. If I can do that, I'll reach my goal of losing 30 pounds. And you know, to remind folks of the statistics, 60% of Virginians are either overweight or obese. And needless to say, you know, being overweight, being obese has significant health impacts, also has significant financial impacts. About 6% of Virginia's total health care costs, about $1.6 billion a year, directly related to medical conditions associated with being overweight and being obese. So, you know, I suspect most of the folks out there listening can shed a few pounds and get in better shape. And, you know, I'm glad to lead the effort by kind of stepping out in the forefront and saying, hey, look, I need to lose some weight. And I think there are a lot of Virginians that need to do the same thing. We'd be glad to have them join us in the effort.
Absolutely. Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest, very good friend of the program. And, you know, it's not just adults. You look at some of these kids today. I can remember when I was in grade school in the 70s, there was usually just one fat kid in the class, and it was me. And and everybody else looked so skinny, and they weren't drinking sodas like they do now, left and right, as if it was water. But now you look at kids in grade school, and there's like one skinny kid in the class.
Well, we're a lot more sedentary. And, you know, in the days I was growing up back in the 70s, when I got home from school in the evening, when I was off during the summer, I was out playing in the yard. I was shooting hoops. I was playing football. I was riding my bicycle. And, you know, today a lot of our children, unfortunately, spend most of their time in front of the television set or the computer screen. We're a lot more sedentary. We don't eat as good as we should. But here's an interesting statistic that makes your point. Recent surveys in Virginia show that about 19% of children ages 2 through 5 are overweight. By the time those same kids get to be age 10, the number goes from 19% to 45%.
Oh, my goodness!
And of course,
that's crazy.
Adults, it's 60%. So, you know, we need to be doing a better job kind of teaching our kids how to eat good and be more physically active, because it's the stuff we learn then that kind of makes the patterns for a lifetime.
Absolutely, and your point is well taken, and I just want to take a second here to underscore it, that we're not just talking about your neighbor's personal health or your personal health. We are talking about a major public policy issue here that costs all of us a great deal of money, and I think that may be one of the many reasons that your office is hosting a forum, a healthcare forum next week. Is that right?
We are. We have a healthcare forum. It's actually the culmination, Coy, of a series of smaller healthcare forums that we've been doing all around the state this year, where we try to get, you know, doctors and hospitals and administrators and nurses and, you know, just anyone and everyone that's interested in trying to make quality healthcare more available and more affordable to more Virginians together to talk about it. Next week, we're going to be bringing about 50 experts in the area of different areas of healthcare together in Richmond to just do a little kind of a town hall forum on, you know, what are the big issues that we're facing in healthcare today. And some of them we know. You know, we know that we still have 1 million Virginians without health insurance. We know that it's still very difficult for small businesses and sole proprietors to afford health insurance. We know that we still have problems with lawsuit abuse. We know we have a Medicaid system that is consuming money faster than we can feed it. You know, we know what some of the problems are, but, you know, I think it helps just to get folks in a room to talk them through. And what we hope to do as a result of these forums is, you know, come up with some specific concrete proposals that we can put into an agenda in 2007 to help address some of those issues. And then I might add, on the longer term, we're actually partnering with Governor Kane in a bipartisan effort. He's going to be, we're going to be taking the work we've done through the first 8 months of this year, 9 months of this year now, and the governor has a separate commission that will be kicking off in October to build on some of that and continue through the rest of 2006 and all of 2007. So it is a significant issue. I like to talk about what I call issues that affect the quality of life of Virginians. And, you know, when Virginians are sitting around the supper table at night, they really aren't talking most of the time about a lot of the issues we get so fired up about in Richmond.
Right,
you know,
right.
They're talking about having good schools for their children and having safe neighborhoods and, you know, having access to quality health care. And, you know, those are kind of the tabletop issues that Virginia's families are concerned about.
And the bills they have to pay. Yeah, and the bills they have to pay for that health care.
Absolutely.
I don't care how wealthy you are.
We were in Gloucester just last week talking with a group of health care providers, and I learned that in Gloucester, Virginia right now, if you want to call up an internist and get an appointment, it takes you 11 months to get an appointment if you're a new patient. Well, that's, you know, we just got to figure out a way to deal with that. It's not the way it ought to work.
Yeah. I mean, and I applaud you for putting this together, and I do hope, and knowing you, I'm sure we're going to see some quality proposals come out of this forum. Again, this is next Tuesday, and we're talking with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And, you know, regular listeners to this program know that any efforts that members of the government take to sit down and look at things, take a very long look at things and figure, can we do this better? Maybe we did it this way last year and 5 years ago, but that doesn't mean we have to do it this way tomorrow.
No, that's right. And I'm not one of those guys that thinks I have all the answers to all the problems. I don't even know what all the problems are, but I do know this. We've got a lot of good people in Virginia. If we try to lay the politics aside and, you know, focus on what's necessary to build a better Virginia, we can find the answers.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. If I could just change gears with you here real quick. As President of the Senate, I'm sure that you are preparing yourself to head to the General Assembly building and get ready for this special session in a couple of weeks to look at transportation issues. And the speaker put a package on the table yesterday. It was announced that Speaker Howell has suggested perhaps privatizing some of VDOT's responsibilities, which, you know, folks have been talking about for decades in the Commonwealth. And I was just wondering, what's your take on the special session or on the speaker's package?
Well, the speaker's package was focused mostly on bringing about some reforms to promote greater efficiency and accountability in VDOT. I think there are some good ideas in there. I like the idea, for instance, of trying to do more through public-private partnerships to look to those types of arrangements for toll-funded options for some of our major construction projects. I certainly like the emphasis that he had on trying to do some things internal to VDOT to make sure that we're doing a better job bringing projects in on time and on budget. I think that's very important. He had a provision in there that would try to streamline environmental review for transportation projects. I think that could be a significant step in the right direction. So, you know, I think there are a lot of good ideas in that package that I hope the General Assembly will give approval to. But, you know, we've still got to tackle this funding problem. And at the end of the day, if we're going to solve our transportation challenges, we've got to find a way to get more money into the Transportation Trust Fund. And, you know, that whole issue during the session this year got hung up on the debate about higher taxes. Fortunately, that debate seems to be behind us. Even Governor Kaine has recently said, look, I know the votes aren't there to raise taxes, and let's just focus on the other things we can agree on. And, you know, I'm convinced if we go to Richmond trying to do that, you know, focusing on things that we agree on and not on things that we disagree on, I think there are three or four things we can do to make some significant additional money available on a one-time basis and an ongoing basis for transportation. We can do it without raising taxes. That, along with efforts to reform VDOT and along with efforts to do a better job linking transportation planning and land use planning, those are the kind of things we're going to have to do. And I think we've got another opportunity to take some positive steps on September 27th.
Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest this half hour on Charlottesville Right Now. If you have a question or a comment, we invite you to join the conversation at 977-1070. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, I'd like to ask your take on this marriage amendment, which is going to be on the ballot in November, Tuesday, November 7th. Virginians will be asked if they want to amend the state constitution to forbid same-sex marriages or even civil unions. And the Attorney General, Bob McDonnell, another friend of this program, has just today released a statement that he finds no problem with the legal language of the amendment, and he recommends that it just move forward and that the language is fine.
Well, I think the language is fine, too. I think this is a very important constitutional amendment for Virginia. I wish we didn't have to have this debate, but the debate has kind of been thrust upon us by activist judges and I think misguided legislatures in some other states who have decided that it's okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. And, you know, while I certainly respect the views of those who feel that way, I just think they're wrong. I think marriage is a sacred institution. I think it is intended to be enjoyed by one man and one woman. I think it is very important to the stability of the family, which I think is the most important social institution in our society, that we keep it that way. So the only way we can assure that our laws in Virginia today that say we won't recognize same-sex marriage and same-sex union, the only way we can guarantee that they will withstand a constitutional challenge is to give them constitutional protection. And that's what this amendment does. So I think it's a very important amendment. I agree with the Attorney General. I think the language is fine. You know, the opponents of this amendment, they won't debate the issue of should a man marry a man or a woman marry a woman. They want to redirect the debate toward what they describe as all these unintended consequences that the language of the amendment will have, but in reality it will have no unintended consequences. And you know, people who think it will, I would just refer them to the State Board of Elections website. The State Board of Elections, which is actually controlled by appointees from the Warner and Kane administrations right now, has adopted a statement on the marriage amendment that makes very clear that it will forbid same-sex marriage and same-sex unions, but it will not have all of these other unintended consequences that the opponents of this amendment want to make folks believe it will have. If you think it's okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman, then you ought to vote against the amendment. But if you think marriage is a sacred institution that should remain between one man and one woman, you ought to vote for the amendment, and I really think it's that simple.
We're proud that Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling is our guest this half hour on Charlottesville Right Now, and I understand that you are on the road. Where are you headed this weekend?
Well, last night we were in Richmond, and I covered for Governor Kane at the Governor's Environmental Awards banquet. We left there and went to Portsmouth, where we started out this morning. We're in Lynchburg right now, and we're on our way to Blacksburg. We'll be back for a dinner tonight. We'll be back in Richmond probably about midnight.
Always on the road.
It's a big state, and we enjoy traveling across it.
It is a big state. Out making it happen. Thank you for your service to the Commonwealth, and we look forward to talking to you again. And good luck in your effort to drop those LBs, and we all hope that this healthcare forum on Tuesday yields some very positive and promising legislation.
Hey, look, Coy, next time we talk, I hope I'm well on my way to looking like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again.
Have a great day.
Absolutely. That's Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. This interview will be archived in its entirety at cvillepodcast.com. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070. WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.